AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An AP tally finds police have arrested more than 2,000 people during pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses across the country. They began last month at New York's Columbia University. Norman Hall has the latest from there.
A police officer who was involved in clearing protesters from a Columbia University administration building earlier this week fired his gun inside the hall. So says a spokesperson for District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. No one is said to have been injured, and that other officers but no students were in the immediate vicinity. Police had said protesters inside presented no substantial resistance. The district attorney is conducting a review. The gunfire came as police officers stormed Hamilton Hall, where pro-Palestinian protesters had been barricaded inside for more than 20 hours. I'm Norman Hall.
There are signs of progress in ceasefire talks on the Israel-Hamas war. Joe Fetterman reports Hamas is sending a delegation back to Cairo.
There are still key details that need to be worked out. The main one is Hamas's demand that the ceasefire not be a pause in fighting, but a complete end to the war, including a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. It's not clear whether Israel is ready to make that commitment.
After a day campaigning, Donald Trump was back in court for his hush money trial. Michael Sisek has the latest.
Jurors heard the last hours of testimony from Keith Davidson, a Hollywood lawyer who negotiated two of the hush money deals at issue. And they heard for the first time in court a recording that Michael Cohen, the former lawyer for Donald Trump, made briefing Trump about one of those arrangements involving former Playboy model Karen McDougal. Jurors heard Michael Cohen talking to Trump about having to set up a company to take care of a situation involving the former publisher of the National Enquirer. And then at some point, Trump responds, "How much is it going to cost?"
Arizona's governor has signed a repeal of an 1864 law that bans all abortions in the state except those done to save a patient's life. And torrential rain has caused flooding in Houston. This is AP News. The oldest living winner of the Kentucky Derby now has a life of leisure.
Silver Charm won the Derby in 1997. Gary Stevens was his jockey.
He stuck his ears back again and flattened his head out and found another gear, and it felt like we could have gone around again and nobody was going to get by him.
Silver Charm won the Preakness too, but didn't get the Triple Crown at the Belmont. A three-year-old then is now 30. He's living at Michael Blowen's old friend's farm and is treated like royalty.
Silver Charm only has four teeth left. And so he can't chew the big cookies. So now Mrs. Pastures provides us 200 pounds of crumbs.
Silver Charm poses for pictures. More fans seem to stop by around Derby time.
He's a great ambassador for what is great about this sport and what keeps it going.
About 250 former racehorses call old friends home, including Zippy Chippy, who never won in 100 races. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.